Welcome to Feeling Healthier and Happier by healing the root causes of illness, which are usually your emotions, childhood trauma, your gut, your diet, your liver, burnout, and even generational trauma from your ancestors. I'm your host, Dr. Amit Agarwal, naturopathic doctor, gestalt trauma psychotherapist, and family constellations therapist. After this show, you're also invited to join my emotional healing retreats around the world and get your free ebooks and courses on holistic medicine, trauma healing, family constellations therapy, and homeopathy at dramete.com. That's dramete.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
In the top 43 naturopaths worldwide, and he is one of the only naturopathic doctors who combines naturopathic medicine, functional medicine, homeopathy, gestalt psychotherapy, EMDR, family constellations, and a course in miracles to help with anxiety, depression, chronic illness, weight loss, childhood trauma, and ancestral trauma. Dr. Amit focuses on healing the physical and emotional root causes of illness and mental health issues. His books and online courses are available on dramete.com, as well as doing health retreats around the world. He's helped thousands of people improve their well-being, emotional resilience, and self-confidence. And last but not least, he is our very special guest that we are so honored to have today. Thank you, Dr. Amit, for being here.
Thank you, Irene. I'm really excited to dive into really root causes of healing the root causes of trauma and using really things like homeopathy, family constellations therapy, and other methodologies so that people are less dependent on chronic therapy, but really get their freedom and sense of well-being back again very fast.
Absolutely. Dr. Amit, one question that I love to ask each of my experts is there a journey that you've been on? I always find that there's always been something that catalyzed your shift into this path of helping people with mental health, with trauma. Like, and would you be willing to share yours?
Absolutely. So I grew up in Kenya and we were caned every day. That was normal, to be beaten every day. We didn't realize it as trauma because it was like an agreed collective trauma, which you identify as normal. And then I was sent to boarding school. So a lot of abandonment issues. And then you go through multiple breakups and, you know, some stresses with authority, things like that. And it hurts your nervous system. You know, it destroys your confidence, your self-esteem, but you think it's normal. You think it's your normal personality. And then I went to naturopathic college in Toronto and I started learning about all the beautiful remedies, including homeopathy, which we're going to talk about today, on how to heal the mind and body together. And by mistake, quote unquote, I entered the Gestalt Institute. So it was psychotherapy school. Didn't realize what I was getting into. And that's where I started uncovering the pain of all these experiences I've had in my life and the value of witnessing this pain and releasing the pain rather than normalizing it or trying to fit it into life or your personality. And my confidence improved, personality changed. So I teach around the world now. I run health retreats in different parts of the world. I can really tap into people's emotions in a very safe way that allows them to come out of hiding or trauma or withdrawal or self-esteem issues or darkness. So psychotherapy really changed my personal life and the way I work with clients now. You know, not only do I use naturopathic medicine and herbs and acupuncture, whatever it may be, but I see the value of really releasing emotional trauma to heal both physical and mental issues, right? So I'll combine homeopathy to release the trauma, as well as gestalt therapy, somatic experiencing, family constellations therapy, which we'll cover today as well, to heal ancestral trauma. And also simple things like EMDR.
Thank you so much for your vulnerability and sharing. It's important, I feel, for our listeners to be able to, you know, look at us and know that we've been there too.
Yes. Yes.
Because mine, all too often, they can just look at us as we are now and go, well, you seem to have it all. Right? That life must have been easy for you, not like it was for me. Yeah. And the reality is you had a very tough upbringing, even if, and I really appreciate it. And I want to unpack a little bit here that it wasn't recognized as abuse, right? That's because it's just the way things were.
Yeah. Yeah. People grew up in families, abusive families or abusive environments. But because they grew up in it, it almost feels normal or the status quo kind of thing for people. And so they don't identify it as wrong and their personality adjusts to accepting that or living with that, not knowing how to stand up for yourself, not knowing that you can say no to authority, not knowing that you can run away or find safety, right? And so we put up with a lot and we go into agreements and contracts in our adult life that really sabotage happiness and fulfillment and even your own success, right?
Absolutely.
Because you don't ask for what you need. You think it's wrong to ask, right? That's one example. Or you don't stand up for yourself. It's too dangerous, right? And so this often happens from what I call normalized trauma, but also obviously from traumas that we can see that are traumatic or, you know, wrong situations. But I find that the normalized traumas, especially traumas that come from our parents, are much deeper set in our nervous system and affect our behavior, our personality, more permanently. I put that in quotes because change is possible. But these deep-seated normalized traumas and parental traumas, just to repeat myself, affect our personality in a more consistent way.
Absolutely.
And we're able to unpack that because homeopathy and other therapies can really shift our nervous system to come out of those states of compensation so that we're more resilient, more emotionally resilient, more powerful, and get our life force back and set our boundaries as well so we feel comfortable with our individuality. Because often when we're traumatized, we're so scared of being ourselves and being seen as an individual because that individual was threatened. So what happens is we go into confluence, we go into agreement with everyone else, right? We agree with what people are saying all the time to stay safe. And I respect that. You know, we don't criticize that. That's a very intelligent survival mechanism. Mm-hmm. And at the retreats I run, we work on those hidden agendas to really help you feel safe in a group, in a community, and still remain or discover your individual self-love. You emerge as a powerful being.
Mm. Thank you. That's beautiful. And the importance of safety is crucial. Like there can be no healing without that feeling of safety. Mm-hmm. So it's, can you please explain more about family constellations and how that works is related to the trauma work?
So family constellations therapy, developed by Bert Hellinger, who spent a lot of time with the Zulu people in South Africa, basically identifies certain imbalances in the family system. They call orders of love, that need to be respected. One of the orders of love is including everyone. Everyone needs to be included. What does that mean? So sometimes we exclude, ex-lovers of our parents or family members. Miscarried or aborted children are often not recognized or acknowledged or given a place in the family system. People who have been murdered or the black sheep of the family or people we don't talk about who have been incarcerated, they're not mentioned. And these excluded souls, basically the exclusion of them resonates in the family system. And what do I mean by that? When it resonates, the exclusion resonates, then because it resonates, there's a frequency that's living in the family system that has to manifest or show up in an individual, show up somewhere. And that showing up often happens in a child that's born in the system. So either me, you, or your siblings might have symptoms of anxiety, depression, OCD, even physical ailments that are really representing something that's been excluded or someone that's been excluded or an event. And so in family constellations, we use healing sentences, such as, for a typical example, is when there's a miscarriage or aborted child, and I think I'm the first child in the family system, but really I came after the missing child. I will often feel a sense of anxiety and stress because I'm kind of trying to live my role and fulfill the role of a first position child, which is not really mine. I know it sounds a bit woo, but when you try this sentence, if you have a miscarried child in the family, if you can say to your parents, dear mom and dad, you know, please see me as the second child. And dear sibling, I've missed you. I recognize you as the first one. And I take my place as the second one. I give you back your position as the first. Your nervous system will calm down so fast. You know, I've had multiple patients where I've used homeopathy, gestalt therapy, EMDR, etc., to help their nervous system. It helps temporarily. But after we do a family constellations session, boom, the symptoms change much faster and much more permanently because we've treated the root cause. And I'll share some homeopathic remedies I also use from the online course for healing trauma. But I really want to share the importance of family constellations therapy here. The second order of love is hierarchy. If you have parents who are abusive to each other, for example, we often side with the abused parent. So in many situations, it's the mother who is being abused by the father. So we'll protect the mother and reject the father. So we take on a parental role. Yeah. So we change hierarchies. Now the mom becomes our child in a way, and we become a parent to the mother. Yeah. So there's a shift in hierarchy here.
Yeah.
And that often leads to unhappiness for the child. It's very natural for us to do it, right? It leads to unhappiness and codependent relationships. So our identification of love with our mother is about taking care of her and her needing us. So when we grow up, in a way, either we're very busy rescuing mom energetically, so we're not fully available to thrive in another relationship or to have invite someone in our lives, or we attract people who really need us, who are dependent on us, and then we're frustrated in the relationship and we go through multiple breakups because we're like, gosh, this doesn't satisfy me. But we don't realize our safety lies in rescuing people or looking after people. That's what we identify as connection, love, communication. And so we say different healing sentences there, such as, dear mom, you know, I've been carrying your pain for you and I love you very much. Will you please forgive me and bless me if I let this go back to you, or let this go and see you as the big one and me as the child? And when I see you as the big one, I see that you had the power to look after this as well. You know, and as I see you looking after this, I see you now as my mother, and I recognize myself as the real child now. I recognize my childlike state when you are the big one and can take care of this. Yeah. Please give me permission to be your child, and, you know, please take this back. I will carry what is my part to carry here. And I see a better way to honor you is to let you carry what maybe you couldn't carry then, but maybe you can carry now. Now, there's different versions of the sentence I use based on the energetic and the consciousness of the person in front of me, right? And so we do this at the retreats as well, and online also. We can do it online because you can feel the vibes of a person very easily, whether it's in person or online. And these sentences basically release the entanglements we have with our family members and give us the freedom to be authentic and in our correct position in life.
Mm.
Yeah. What we're, where we're meant to be. And then the third order of love is the order of balance, the balance of giving and taking. In relationships, one might give more than the other, or one might receive more than the other. And that creates a lot of frustration, guilt, resentment, and that causes conflict, right? or when our parents give to us as children, then we feel inclined to give back. And Bert Hellinger mentions the best way to give back is to either give to a child, so produce a child or adopt, or to serve communities and society. So we pass on the good deeds of our parents onto the world, rather than, because we're not recommended to give back to the parents. Yeah, we don't pay back parents, it's to pass on the love and the life force. And so there's many, I know it sounds very basic descriptions, but there's many nuances in life where we cross over these orders of love, we break them. And that leads to chronic disease, unhappiness, anxiety, depression, and, you know, difficult to heal situations until we identify this crossover. For example, if there's victims of war and my grandfather, if there's a grandfather that murdered some people, some innocent people, my grandfather might carry some guilt or burden, and I will kind of inherit that, and I will feel the sadness maybe of the victims as well, or of my grandfather. Yeah. So I might even feel terror of gas or of electricity, depending on how those people were murdered unexplainably. And then we often find in constellations, these murdered victims are identified. And I, as a descendant of my grandfather, I am actually identifying with the people he murdered, right? Mm. So I'm carrying their trauma. It's not only my relative's trauma, but who he affected as well belongs in the system. And so by acknowledging them, then we include them, right? Because they were excluded, so we include them. And then by acknowledging them, that what is theirs, please forgive me as I give this back to you, or I leave this with you and my grandfather. It's not mine to carry for my grandfather what he did to you. Then you restore a bit of balance for your own life and for your children. So family constellations is very important also to heal the future of you and your children. Very, very important.
Mm. Thank you for explaining that. That is so powerful. I could feel the power as you said the words. Yeah. So I hope our listeners go back and rewind this and listen to that part, because that was massive. So would like to unpack this a little bit. For those that were excluded. And I can see how, like when you said, if there was a stillborn or a child who died, and right, that changes the birth order.
Absolutely.
Right.
It also creates grief for the mother and father, which the children often carry on behalf of their parents.
It creates,
grief. So two things grief. Happen. One is it changes the birth order. Number two, the parents have this deep grief, and we as children often carry it, or we have this guilt of surviving when the other person, sibling, died. So guilt of being alive, or just chronic guilt issues. And so another sentence would be, dear mom and dad, I see, you know, your pain for this, for my brother or my sister or this missing child. I have my own pain. I leave with you what is yours, your pain. And I honor and respect, you know, my own missing of this sibling. So you get in touch with your real feelings and let go of what belongs to mom and dad. And that gives a lot of clarity to your nervous system as well.
I can feel the power in that. That is.
Yeah. I choose words very carefully based on the energetics of the moment. So some of you are feeling the power of these words because they're downloading. I'm not just, you know, using sentence. They're downloading based on the resonance of this moment.
Oh, absolutely. Believe me, I'm like, as you're talking, I'm literally like playing it through in, you know, my own life, how that has, you know, between, you know, even though I'm the youngest of six, and you'd think that it wouldn't matter so much. Mm. My mother had stillborn twins in there, and it was handled very, very, very badly by the doctor, and you know, and my mother was absolutely bereft. It didn't matter if she already had four children before that, right? And so I can see how that would play out in our family. And she never forgave my father for not standing up, you know, better. She didn't forgive the doctor. So I can literally see how that would
The grief is hers, not yours to carry, right? I know it sounds very cold to say that, but when you do this, you know, in a delicate way, and I could work with you personally on that, then we find healthy ways and honorable ways of, you know, either sharing the burden with mom or recognizing really what needs to go back to her. And you can do that when you're ready. You know, sometimes we're not ready to give back to our parents what is their grief and pain. And that also needs to be respected. Yeah, because we bond with our parents based on their pain as well. That's our idea of bonding. Yeah, absolutely. That's very important to recognize that bonding is really crucial here. And if we can recreate other ways of bonding, then the pain is less significant to bond with.
And I don't want to assume here, so I'll ask it as a question. These statements will work whether or not you say them to the person physically or whether you say it to them energetically, like if they've passed on or if you still don't feel safe to say it to them, even if they're still alive.
Yeah. So at the retreats, I get a representative to represent a person to represent, like one of the other people will represent your mom or dad, and you can say it to them. One-on-one or online, then I get you say it energetically. You can feel where your mom is or your dad is or whoever is there. And these sentences will come up more clearly depending on your unique situation. So yes, to answer your question, you don't have to say it to that exact person. You can say it to a representative or energetically out aloud by thinking about the person.
And I can see the power of this, like in even how it manifests in disease and illness in the body. And I think back years of working in physical practice, and people would come in with severe, complicated, say, pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a long time ago before I ever, you know, just from working with clients my conservative estimate was that at least 95% of chronic pain was actually mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic pain.
Yeah.
And that was before I ever read the work of Dr. John Sarno or, you know, any of the other brilliant minds in there. And I finally just got to the point where somebody would come in and want to work with me. And I'm like, unless you're ready to work on this, this, and this, I'm not, you know, I'll refer you to somebody else, because I can't feel like ethical and just
ignoring the root cause. Yeah, ignoring the root cause. And that's what I even do that for cancer and you know, diabetes and arthritis. Not only pain, there's root causes, emotional as well as ancestral root causes of other physical ailments. And you give the person a higher chance of survival of fighting the disease once you disentangle from those root causes. And that's really important to remember, because of course we all love the supplements, we all love, you know, the gut healing, liver detox, which I also specialize in, and there's some free videos there on my website on that. But it's super important to go to the emotional root causes of many of these manifestations.
Thank you. The second level, the hierarchy, where the child becomes the parent, takes on the protective role.
Yeah.
And as you said, that's a codependent relationship that it can carry forward into, you know, savior syndrome.
Yep.
Where you
in some cases, yeah. In some cases.
Save others. Right.
Yeah. In some cases for sure. And mm-hmm. also resentment against dad. Because mom was hurt by dad, I reject dad. And I often see that causing immune system problems, liver issues, liver stagnation issues when we reject our father. And also not open to fully receiving love, because you're basically rejecting half your life force, right? And many of us have very abusive parents, very abusive. And it's sometimes it's not possible to open up to that abusive father or abusive mother. And I totally respect that, right? So we go very slowly at the retreats, very slowly, and feel what your nervous system is ready to tolerate or to witness. But often our rejection or hate for a parent belongs to the other parent, the victimized parent. And when you ask the victimized parent, dear mom, please bless me and give me permission, if I look towards dad, if I look at dad and receive some of his love or receive some of his life force inside of me, so I don't have to block it anymore, I don't have to deny it anymore, the amount of energy you'll feel flowing back in your nervous system is unbelievable. You know, people with burnout really need to look at this, because sometimes burnout is caused by really denying half our life force from one of the parents. And we're basically living only on one loyalty to one parent, which creates a lot of stress for your nervous system and your adrenal glands.
Thank you for pointing that out. And it's so true, right? When we, and unfortunately this plays out even in divorces, right? Where if one parent badmouths the other, or God forbid, both parents are fighting and tearing down the other, it's like that child is still half and half. So they're going to feel torn, and they're also feeling like, if you hate dad, you hate me because I'm half dad.
Exactly. The self-criticism that goes on.
Yeah.
We don't identify it as you hate me, but automatically there is that pain and rejection of part of you, because part of you does come from dad.
So true. There's so much more, like you have so many tools and resources that we could talk much longer. Is there one thing that you would like to leave our listeners with?
Absolutely. So this ancestral trauma and chronic trauma causes a fight or flight response in the body, leads to adrenal fatigue, and that leads to anxiety and depression. So I cover a lot of homeopathic remedies, as well as how to heal inflammation and toxicity, which also burns out your nervous system and causes chronic disease. I cover that in some free videos and a full online course on drameet.com. The links will be there. It's drameet.com. Why I'm bringing this up is because a lot of people are only doing therapy, but they're not healing their gut and their liver and adrenal system for mental health. Or other people are only doing, you know, supplements, but not healing trauma. And so this course helps you to heal your gut, your liver. There's tons of emotional healing exercises, as well as very powerful homeopathic remedies to heal anxiety, depression, and trauma, which act faster than just only doing therapy ongoing. Yeah, because homeopathy encompasses the type of trauma and all your symptoms. And that one remedy can really dissolve a lot of energetic imbalance. Okay. And there's a beautiful emotional healing exercise that I'd love you to look at, which helps you give permission to your nervous system to really feel those vulnerable feelings you don't want to feel. And it's safe to feel this way or that way once in a while. You'll see it when you go to the website. It's like video number 4 or something. So I hope that helps.
I'm gonna read after this.
Yeah, I hope that helps with healing your mind and body together, not just separately.
Thank you so much for taking the time out and of your day and really providing some answers that our listeners may not have heard before, because I learned today. So I appreciate you so much. And again, I I have a feeling that we are going to have many more conversations in the future, and so that we can bring more of your wisdom to our listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. And if anyone wants to join me on retreats in Africa or in Europe, where we're doing deeper work, just send me an email, because those retreats and the workshops, the trainings in mental health therapy, are not yet live on the website, but we're running those in Africa, combining with safaris and yoga and workshops to help you heal mental health issues for your clients, or even to learn how to use holistic medicine more effectively.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Irene.
Thanks for learning how to heal the root cause. Make sure to also get your free ebook and courses I've created for you on naturopathic medicine, trauma healing, family constellations therapy, and homeopathy at DrAmeet.com. That's DrAmeet.com. Thanks and lots of love.